The Language of Desire, the Porn Destroyer. Now that you understand why he watches porn, and if you snuck to this lesson without reading Rethinking Porn, you need to go back and read it right now. I'm going to teach you how to use his why to your advantage. Okay, first, I'm going to sound a bit like a broken record. I agree that pornography is controversial, and I understand that you probably feel conflicted and slightly uncomfortable with this topic. But I ask you to put those feelings aside for a moment and trust that I'm not trying to get you to love porn. I want you to use what I'm teaching you to your advantage, because this is what caused a complete 180 for me in my own relationship. As I shared in the prior lesson, porn feeds directly into his sexuality by reinforcing the idea of surrender and prowess. Those are the two key ingredients to the porn destroyer: surrender and prowess. The women on screen surrender their bodies to the man. He can do anything and everything he wants to them, and they don't judge him. They accept this animal side of his sexuality, his unique desires, even his kinks and fetishes. He can touch them and fuck them any which way he wants to. They love it, and they beg for it. And this level of acceptance is huge for a man. It's likely that he's felt ashamed of this grunting beast side of his sexuality. When you let him know you understand and accept this side of him, he feels a powerful sense of relief and connection to you. The second ingredient to the porn destroyer is to react audibly to his prowess and skill. The porn actor is driving the woman, or women as the case may be, to the absolute heights of physical pleasure. Men are hardwired to want to give this kind of pleasure to women. That's part of the ultimate sexual achievement in his fantasies. Your moans, screams, mms, yeses, and oh my gods are the signal to him that he's doing his job right. And while you may have surrendered your body to your man, or you may show him or tell him just how great he is in bed, most likely you haven't intentionally done both at the same time. When you do both, you're basically giving him his own real-life porn experience. And no, you don't have to videotape yourself. Here's a lesson from a call girl or escort. In one of the bonuses to this program, I share with you a fascinating and totally no-holds-barred interview with a former escort. And one of the biggest revelations from the conversation is when she explains the top two requests she got from her clients. Generally speaking, they either ask for a girlfriend experience, a GFE, or a porn star experience, a PSE. In the GFE, she would morph into the ultimate girlfriend, asking about his day, fixing him a drink, being present to his emotional needs, lots of kissing and cuddling, and their time together evolved into sex romantically and naturally, like it would if they were in a real relationship. Although sometimes there was no sex involved at all. With the porn star experience, she became just like a porn actress. There was no or minimal small talk, no emotions, basically just straight to the fucking, with the idea that very few things were off limits. Surrendering her body to his desires, giving him ownership over her, for the hour anyway, and showing him just how masterful he was at physically pleasuring her. Surrender and prowess, ladies, that is what her clients paid her for. It really wasn't about the technique or skills she had at all. It was how she made him feel. So, using the porn destroyer. Enough talk, let's get down to business. Step one is planning. Now, this technique doesn't require much advanced planning at all, except for the decision to actually do it. And that could be something you decide ahead of time, but it could also be completely spur of the moment. But if you're a planner, like I tend to be, here's what I suggest. First off, give yourself some inner coaching and confidence. Decide that you want to do this. Understand that while you might feel weird adopting a porn persona, you're meeting his deep-rooted fantasies in a very tangible way. It will bring you closer, even though emotions really aren't the focal point here. Once you feel confident and willing to try it out, you can look for an opportunity. first time, I opted to basically pounce on my boyfriend while he was doing some work-related paperwork late one evening. I've also greeted him at the door when we have the house to ourselves, in character, ready to take him to Freaky Town right away. He's been the pizza boy, the cable guy, even the meter reader one time. Step two, what to say. Really, there's not much talking to be done with this technique. Basically, you're going to set the tone with one easy sentence. I'm yours. Do whatever you want to my body. There are a variety of ways to say this, so you can choose whatever suits your mood. Make me your personal slut. I want you to fuck me any way you want to. You have my permission to do anything you want. Anything. Let your inner pervert out. I'm all yours. Nothing is off limits tonight. I don't want you to stop until you are shaking, spent, and exhausted. Show me your wildest fantasy. I'm ready to do everything you want. Now, if those feel too direct and the idea of getting into character is easier for you, you could go with one of these. Let's pretend we're in a movie and you get to direct the scenes. Pretend I'm your personal porn star. Or, I want to be your personal video girl. And you can also role play a traditional porn plot. Let's pretend you are the sexy pool boy and I'm the lonely housewife. What if you're the pizza delivery boy who gets a naughty surprise? Or, I'm going to be the innocent housemaid who gets seduced by you, the owner of the estate. And lastly, you're the handsome masseuse and I'm your client who won't stop your wandering hands. So there's no wrong way to initiate this technique. You simply need to let him know that you want to surrender yourself to his sexual desires. Now, does this mean you're giving him permission to dismiss your sexual boundaries? No. This technique is meant to be fun. It's not an invitation for him to force you into anything against your will, because consent is always a top priority. And I'm going to give you some more info on that in the FAQ at the end. Step three is to reflect his prowess. Once you've surrendered yourself and the action heats up, you need to continue the technique by showing how much he's pleasing you. And you could accomplish this a few ways. Number one, you need to stay present and eager. You've given him permission to unveil his raunchy side, and he needs to know you are right in that moment with him. This is not the time to lay back on the pillows or think about tomorrow's to-do list. And number two is vocalize, vocalize, vocalize. Remember back to the first technique you learned, the Madonna moan. This is a perfect time to use that. Also, give him encouragement along the way. Tell him how great something feels and how much you love it. The sexual play-by-play is a great way to stay present for you as well. Basically, you describe out loud what's happening, and this is pretty much the kind of dialogue found in 99.9% of porns. If he's giving you oral, you can say, "I love the way your tongue feels. Please don't stop." Or, "You know exactly how to please me." Or, "You lick me so good, make me come, baby, then you can fuck me." And when you're going to give him oral, "You want me to suck your cock, baby? You like how I do that? I love how you feel my mouth. I'm going to make you come so hard." Obviously, you can't talk while you're doing it, but... And when you're about to or having intercourse, "I want to feel you deep inside me. I need you to fuck me now. Give it to me hard and fast. Oh my God, your dick feels so good." And when the big O is about to happen, let him know, "You're going to make me come," or "I'm coming," or "Oh, you make me come so hard," or "I want you to fill me up with your cum." Now, after the sexual interlude is over, tell him how great it was. Even if this wasn't your idea of a fantastic time, although I'm pretty sure you found it fun, you can find something to compliment him on. Whether you were amazed by his stamina, or maybe a crazy new position that felt incredible, or you loved how he really got into the role-playing, compliment him on what rocked your socks. So let's go over a few frequently asked questions. What if I'm afraid he wants to do something that I'm not okay with? Okay, that's a really common concern. And even though you've given him permission to do quote-unquote anything he wants, it does not mean that consent flies out the window. One friend of mine was terrified to try the porn destroyer because her husband wants to try anal sex. He's pretty well endowed, so the one time they did try it, it hurt, and she made him stop after a few seconds. So she's pretty much decided that anal is off limits for her. Her worry was that if she surrendered herself, that meant she had to do anal. I told her that she never had to do anything. If something was off limits, it could remain off limits. Eventually, she decided to try out this technique, and he did ask if that meant anal was back on the table. And she just told him that she still wasn't sure about that, but was eager to do lots of other things. And he was satisfied completely, and his penis didn't even venture near her bum. So having said that, this exercise does give you the opportunity to revisit some activities you may have previously deemed off-limits. Personally, I like to reflect and check in with myself on my boundaries. Over the years, I found that there have been things I once had zero interest in, become things I was willing to try, and things I realized I actually enjoyed. And this happens because as humans, we grow and evolve, and the trust in our relationship deepens over time, too. So if you look at your list of no's and not sure abouts and still don't want to try them, that's cool too. What if something we're doing hurts or is uncomfortable? When you're experimenting, not everything feels great. And it's perfectly acceptable to change position if you're in pain. Now, do you yell out, "Ouch, stop"? Well, you can, but you know that kind of kills the mood a little bit. So a different option is just to proactively suggest something different. For example, if your jaw is about to cramp up from giving a super long blowjob, you can take control by switching it up to intercourse. Or if a certain position is giving you a Charlie horse in your calf, tell him you want to feel him from a different angle. I'll give you a little personal anecdote, and it's not sexy at all, but I've got a bad knee from spraining it when I was younger. So being on top isn't my personal favorite because it kind of hurts like a mofo after about 5 minutes. And my man knows this, of course, but I also happen to know he has a thing for having naked boobs jiggling around in his face. So when I've done this technique, I plan it out by riding him as long as I can, for as long as my knee can stand it. And then I say I need to feel him on top of me or fucking me from behind. He's never once complained, and it hasn't interfered with the mood of our session. You mention role-playing with characters above, but you also say this is supposed to be simple, so which is it? Okay, role-playing can be very involved with costumes and props, and it can also be totally just an exercise in using your imagination. If you want to do costumes and stuff, go for it. But if you want to keep it simple and just role-play using words, that totally works too. And I'll tell you, I've done it both ways, and both are equally fun. Next question, what if something unsexy happens and we break character? Okay, you know what? Unsexy stuff happens all the time during sex, and it's funny. It's okay to laugh. Don't feel like a random fart or losing balance or stumbling over a word and saying it wrong is going to ruin anything. Actually, those totally human moments are things to laugh about. Because the bottom line is sex is fun. It's how grown-ups play with each other. And even if you've taken the effort to set a certain mood, it's totally fine to laugh, too. Okay, so if you have questions that I didn't answer here, you can go onto the dashboard, log in, and leave a question in the discussion board, and I'll answer it.